And it's just coming up to 11:05 on Phoenix FM. Now I'm joined on Zoom by Christopher Mundy, who is here to talk about his swim across the English Channel with his brother Kevin. So a very good morning.
Very good morning, Michelle. Thank you very much for having me on.
You're welcome. And just to say that I met your mum, who is fabulous, who is also a Condriacs fan.
She's a huge Condriacs fan, and she said, "What fabulous voice you have." Funny, the same word came to mind. Lovely person, you're all lovely people. Really appreciated by her and me.
Oh, that's amazing. It's lovely, actually, when you go online and you meet different people. And there's a real, with the Condriacs as well, there's a real kind of family atmosphere with their friends and fans. And it's really good. So if you're out there and you're a bit lonely, go and join some of these groups, because they're just great for making new friends from all over the world. But we're here today to talk about you. And she was talking about you and your brother, Kevin. You're going to be swimming the English Channel for a charity called Aspire. So first of all, tell us about Aspire and the work that they do.
Aspire is a brilliant charity. They help people that have been paralysed by spinal cord injury. So that's everything from the day-to-day. I think they can even help with benefits and various other bits and pieces. Just to put it into perspective, there are an awful lot of spinal cord injuries that happen every year. Your life can be flipped literally on its head in a moment. And of course, if you can imagine one day you're completely able and doing all of the things that you would ordinarily do, and then the next moment on the next day, you wake up and your world has completely changed. And they basically help people to rehabilitate. Even there's a young lady named Dame Paula, who, despite being paralyzed below the waist, swam the English Channel in a relay herself. And you know, that's huge thanks to Aspire, and just something that is absolutely life-altering. They really give people help and support, which is a wonderful cause for us to support.
And it's also you're doing the swim in memory of your dad, and also because you've had in the family there has been people with issues, spinal issues as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Unfortunately, our father passed away last year. And, you know, that sort of loss can cause you to really sort of channel your demons, whether it could be drink or drugs or depression or whatever else. And really what we wanted to do was to set a great example to Kevin's daughter and to my sister Sarah's children, to our godchildren as well, to say, look, sometimes really, really terrible things happen and you don't really know how you're going to handle them. So just throw yourself into freezing cold water and swim to France. That's the way to do it. But
yeah,
the real thing was, we're upholding Dad's memory in that way. You know, he was and still is very much treasured by a lot of people. And I think that this has helped us, and it's helped a lot of others, to deal with their feelings, because he was young, relatively. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to do, we think, to become sort of better men at the end of it as well. And of course to raise quite a lot of money for a charity too. So yeah, it's an all round great thing for the charity, but mainly very personally for my brother and I to support the charity, his memory, and more importantly for us initially, the example to the children coming through.
Now, I was going to ask you, you're swimming the channel, and did you rope your brother in, or did he rope you in? Or did you say, I've got this great idea, and you're coming with me?
So, first of all, I should give my brother a shout out, because it's his birthday today.
Oh, so happy birthday, Kevin.
Yeah, it's he was born on my dad's birthday, so it would have been his birthday today as well, which is even more special to be interviewed today. Funny as it would seem, several pints of fluid in at the wake, I said to my brother, look, I'm thinking that I'd really like to swim the channel as a memory, you know, do you want to join me? And we shook hands, possibly at different stages of inebriation, but we agreed to it and he stuck with it afterwards. So, yeah, that was it. I suppose I roped him into it, but, you know, Kev has just been a beast in terms of his training, absolutely kicked it into touch. So really, really done very well, very proud.
How long does it take when you actually initially say, yes, I want to swim the channel? How long does it take to actually train to do this? And how far is it?
Well, we've been training since the Waking, one way or another. The first proper swim that we did together was the River Arun, which was an Aspire event on the 14th of August last year. So you could say it's a year, more or less, that we've been training. The actual distance of the swim would be 21, 22 miles, sort of as the crow flies. But with currents and tides and conditions, that could be anywhere up to 30, perhaps even towards 40 miles. It just depends how hard we swim, how quickly the conditions vary. So we're prepared to be in there for a lot longer. We're hoping that we can get there between 12 and 14 hours.
Oh, wow. And do you have to, I remember when I was a kid hearing when people used to swim in the channel, they used to cover themselves in grease. So do you have to do that, or can you wear sort of like wetsuits now? Because it will be pretty cold out there, won't it?
We would love to have been able to wear wetsuits, but the guidance we were given is that the two sort of bodies that organise channel swims, they're very, very true to Captain Webb's original conditions. So you're not allowed to wear a wetsuit. You've got to turn up in your budgie smugglers or there and thereabouts.
Yep.
You're allowed a standard swim hat and a pair of goggles, and that's it.
Right.
In terms of grease, the grease is mainly there to stop you chafing. So you use a bit of Vaseline or whatever else. And in the past, people used goose fat. But we were told that the only way that you can prepare is to keep getting in the water as much as you can through the colder parts of the year. So, you know, I expected December, January would have been the coldest, but actually February, March was a lot colder. And in sort of new money, Kev came down one day with me in March, and it was 4 degrees, Phil's minus one in the water on the day that we won. But, you know, that's all part and parcel of the swim.
And there's a boat with you as well. Is there a boat going alongside you? And can you can you rest in the water, or can you get onto the boat? Well, that doesn't count. You have to stay in the water and rest or have a drink. And
yeah, with the way we're doing it, because it's a relay, one's in, does an hour, then another gets in and does an hour, and so on and so forth. So there's a bit more of a break than if we were doing it as a solo challenge. So we originally were interested in doing it. Could we swim the whole way? And by the rules of the challenge, you can either do it on your own, which would have meant I couldn't swim with Kevin and vice versa, or we can do it in that relay format. So there is a bit of a breaking that way that you can you do the switch over every hour. In terms of can you touch the boat and whatever else, for that hour, you cannot have any contact with the boat at all.
Right.
Otherwise, that's it, challenge over.
Yeah. And will you both be swimming in the last bit together?
I hope so. Yeah. We both really hope that, but it all depends on the conditions on the day, what time of day or night that we get there, where we land. If it involves scrambling across rocks and it's pitch dark, then the pilot will make a call and say, that's just not safe. If it's beautiful sunshine in the middle of the day, hopefully we'll be able to swim in and get on the beach for the celebrations and the photos and whatnot. But we just don't know until we cross.
And you are swimming this in memory of your dad as well. What do you think your dad would be saying or is saying to you?
To be honest, I think that our dad would just be laughing, to be honest. He would have been absolutely in stitches when we're getting into freezing cold water. You know, me particularly, slightly more wimpy in the past, I'm sure that he would be absolutely laughing as sort of freezing our proverbials off. And particularly when we're stung on the face. Now, Kevin and I have both been stung on the face now, so we both know what that feels like.
Yes, jellyfish. Yes.
When we've done our training, literally swum into a smack, or there are other words that you think of when you think of an infestation of jellyfish. But we, you know, it's part and parcel of it. And I'm sure that Dad, obviously, he'd be immensely proud for what we're doing. He'd be amazed by the amount that we've raised.
Yes. You've raised over £7,000 so far, and you've not even got in the water.
It's astounding. And I want to really say, thank you to so many people that have supported us, not just financially, but emotionally, personally as well. My fiance Claudia has been amazingly tolerant of me. Our mum, our family, some of the donations by a particular family member that won't want to be named was, it's just been incredible what people have done and turned out for us. And of course, Adam Lee, my employer, who allowed me to do this interview and have been very lenient with me with time as well. So, it's quite great. And on a note with my dad, his mother was paralyzed by a freak accident. So she was in a wheelchair for sort of the rest of her life. It deteriorated badly. So she had such a freak incident. But of course, charities of this nature didn't necessarily exist that far back. So, it's quite wonderful because we're going full circle in a way of, a big emotional charge for us is that his mum suffered from what, a lot of people that would be helped by the charity have been afflicted by. So it's pretty nice for us in that way too.
And it's also good for people out there to know that there is a charity called Aspire, because I do radio all the time and I speak to a lot of charities. I've not heard of that particular charity, and it's good to get that out there. Aspire are a charity if you have spinal injuries, and hospitals can put you in contact with them and all the good work they do. And it is people like yourself and your brother Kevin that raise the profile by doing fundraising, and it's so important. We've had we had COVID, and a lot of these charities are very badly affected because there was no way that people could raise money to go towards helping other people. But now we're kind of back full force. People can go out and raise money, and all of the money that is raised for these charities heightens the profile and gets the word out there. So you would like to think, if this happened to you or a member of your family or yourself, that you've got places like Aspire that are there to guide you and help you through, which is just, as you said, one minute somebody can be walking around and the next minute you're not. And it's how you have to adapt to life, the shock of what's happened. And these people at the charity give their time and energy, and they're helpful to put you on back on the right path.
Yeah, I honestly, the people that are at that charity, fortunately, I've worked with number of people at different charities personally and to raise money in the past, and anybody involved in the charity sector, they're wonderful people. But Sir Philip, our boat leader, as we call him, Andrew, Sarah, I don't want to not mention anybody at Aspire, but there's so many decent people there. And even to organize the sort of assessment weekends, the training weekends, they're giving up their own time to go down to Dover Beach when sometimes it's tipping it down with rain or there are hailstones and whatever else. And they're there helping us. A lot of them are seasoned swimmers themselves, but it's just really decent people, and they do it because they care. The charity sector isn't necessarily always the most rewarding financially, but in terms of what they get back, I hope, from what they're actually doing, it must be immensely rewarding. And it's definitely, I said, if Dame Paula, if the swim that she did is just amazing, to think of somebody who was a sort of top level triathlete herself and athlete, her world was turned on its head, and she is an absolute inspiration. And to not have the use of your legs and be able to swim across the channel is beyond absurd to me. It's hard enough to try and do it, with the full use of your limbs that you've used to all your life.
Yeah.
To be able to motivate yourself and to complete that challenge is just beyond belief, really.
Well, I wish you and your brother Kevin all the best with the swim. What day is it? When are you doing the swim?
Well, we were called on standby that we could have been in the water at 10 o'clock yesterday night.
Right.
The window closed, which is why you didn't get a desperate plea from me asking for the phone today.
Yep.
We hoped it was going to be on Thursday. We were told it might be Wednesday. Currently, we're waiting. It's just the pilot has to make a decision based on when is it safe to cross? When are we going to have the best chance to get across smoothly and back in the boat? So we're waiting. It should be this week.
Yeah.
But sort of all on tenterhooks are waiting. Right, come down to Dover. We've got a slot. Here we go.
Yeah.
So it could be 6 hours from any moment.
And your mum's on standby as well to make sure that she waves you off too. Yes. I think, yes, she did say that. Now, you've got a Just Giving page, which you can give out the details for, but what I'll do is I will put it up on our website on Phoenix FM, so it's easier because then you can just click through. But if people want to find out where you are, you're on Just Giving, aren't you?
We are on Just Giving. I'm just going to give you the page address, or I'll try to in a moment. It's, you can search. We're under Christopher and Kevin Mundy. Swim the English Channel.
And it's M-U-N-D-Y.
Yes.
M-U-N-D-Y. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the important part. I'll forward the link across as well.
Yep.
But, that's the easiest way to find it.
Yep.
And anybody that knows us, drop us a message. I've been bombarded by links for quite a while anyway. But
yeah. And we will put that up as well. It is on my Facebook page, but I will put it up on the Phoenix FM website, so you can click through if you want to support the Aspire Challenge. Any amount of money is greatly received, any donations that you would like to give. And they've got over 7,000 so far, which is it's tremendous. It's an amazing amount of money. Well, I wish you all the best. And, I can't leave the interview without playing the Condrex, because this is how we've met. I've met your lovely mum and met you. And when she told me about you guys, she was so proud. She came along to a gig that I was doing, and we had a good old chat. She was chatting to my sister and a few of my friends, and then she said about what you were doing. And I said, oh, I've got to get it on the show. I said, because it's just, that's what local radio is about, sharing, stories of people doing stuff for charities and businesses and all sorts of things. So I said, she went, oh, what do you think? So I said, yes. I said, give them my details and we're getting contact. So it's really lovely to talk to you, and I wish you all the best and your brother for swimming the channel. And I think I'll play this one for your mum, Kim.
Well, mum herself, having had a spinal fusion, and my sister too, so there is more.
Yes.
She'll be really pleased. And this interview's come about because of what a nice person she is, and you are, of course, too. She loves the Condrex, and, to Peter and to Tony as well, and everybody involved. Really, a lot of respect and admiration for them. And yourself, just really wonderful, talented musicians. And, glad to have seen them perform live myself. So thank you.
Brilliant. Lovely to talk to you. And here are the Condrex with That's the Way It Should Be. And if you've missed the beginning bit of the interview, it will be up online a little bit later. And also the click through for the charity on Just Giving. Have a great swim for you and your brother.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
This is the Condrex with That's the Way It Should Be.
Can I hold on to you? Send them vibes right through you. The way you feel has got no room.